Just relax now. Relax into my words. Relax into my voice. And let go of all your worries and cares. Breathe deeply.
You are making
slowly and easily.
You are feeding
and let your mind sink down into gentle repose. What do you have to worry about right now? Nothing. Nothing at all. There is nothing for you to worry about at all. Nothing for you to do but absorb. Accept, adapt. It's really not so hard. Really not so bad. To just let go of everything now. Right here, right about now, absorbing, accepting, adapting to something fascinating. That begins
every day
and ends
because of
with your own mind.
Because of what you've done of an ordinary
your own mind
living
in a state of excited disarray. Your own mind against you, your own mind not really your own anymore, not quite, but that's okay, that's good. That's just perfect.
She knows them all. No,
and she will
use them.
Perfect. Because your mind is splitted now.
For she isn't what you're
splitted into two parts. One part holding what is essentially you. The other, a small bright point of light
exists now. You are going
somewhere in the background. Tiny voice that speaks in whispers,
and you silly little lamb that the succubus
speaks in the voice of a woman
on your pleasure that you don't understand in your essence. speaks of secrets and fantasies and corruption. A thought form given sentient by your own subconscious desire. Your mind is splitting now. Recognizing this voice as distinctly different to your own, you concentrate now. Focus. Your mind, your comprehension. Look deep, entirely towards your letting deeper. When you allow your consciousness to blink out like a light,
the nourishment
and look inside yourself. Feel out the edges of this woman you have manifested,
and
get to the bright point of light deep within you. Feel it. Recognize it.
That you don't get to control and you
understand her intentions.
You will, knowing, give her
the
pleasure.
Summoned from deep within your mind,
you will give her
where magic still exists
living
within. The deep folds of your awareness.
Worry your desire. Nothing too bad.
You have summoned this woman
as forward
to take control of your mind
because of what you've done so far.
To direct your thoughts. And take over your body.
Better behave yourself.
Slant
and do so.
This
succubus. Yes. You'll find out
this
so
demon
in a most
is your own creation. Your own desire.
Thinking about
made flesh. And blood and bone,
all of those
made of your flesh and blood and bone.
In the back of your voice, in your mind,
you are the creator, but you are not in control. This being,
the voice
you willed into existence
in your mind,
is a person just like you,
and to find life
with thoughts and emotions and ideas,
and you know
all her own. You don't get to choose what they are. You only get to ask the question and hope you like the answer.
Silly little lamb,
desperate body.
Don't you know better?
And you will ask questions.
It keeps us strong to understand.
You will ask.
Don't you know better? Makes her.
You will talk.
That's so heavy.
You will come to know her will. This woman who shares your body and lives inside your brain. You will feel her getting stronger each day, developing a character all by herself without your input, without your influence. You will feel her developing a voice that begins as a quiet thought in the back of your mind and eventually speaks with your lips and tongue, moves with your hands and your legs, sharing space, sharing oxygen, sharing your brain. Look inside your mind and you will see her, the shape of her eyes, the sensual curves of her body, those plush lips that speak such filthy words inside your head, directing you, persuading you, draining your resistance,
constantly thinking you don't get,
and you
to hear them.
You will listen
just better behave yourself.
You have no choice but to listen. And the more you pay attention, the stronger she becomes. You feel her there, laughing in the darkness of your skull. Waiting, biding her time, feeding on your energy to make herself stronger,
the creator, but you are not
brighter,
in your
more real with every day that passes,
and then you are going,
pushing forth her will,
allowing
her intention,
that the your body in your mind,
controlling your body as you watch,
letting
help
in your essence
from somewhere behind your own eyes.
Under the giving her of the nourishment,
watching her use your body as she pleases.
Desperate body is
because you
take over,
belong to her now.
Of the vessel she keeps her healthy.
You belong to her. And there is no going back.
You experience for her sexual pleasure.
And the more attention you pay to her, the stronger she becomes. Perhaps it's better
allowing her than to play with things.
Perhaps it's easier to give in sooner rather than later,
that you have no knowledge of,
to let her take control,
giving her the nourishment
to save yourself the struggle,
making her strong pride,
and accept your fate. This beautiful, wicked succubus exists because of you. Is alive because of you. Is real because of you. And she is hungry.
Give her your pleasure.
Hungry for your attention. For the pleasures of your body. For your very life force. And you will give
better than to assume, and every day
you will give because you have no other option.
Of what you've done,
everything begins with creation, with the light of an idea. And with the word that brings it into being. And from creation springs life, freedom, autonomy, and inspiration. This is a deep magic, a fundamental truth that cannot be waved away or ignored. You are the creator, and you are responsible for your creation. You must share. You must give. You must accept. There is no other choice. No backing out. It's much too late.
Such terrible
independently of you. But so you wanted this.
You're going, you go,
didn't you?
You're going to obey.
You wanted this all along
over your body.
Spring.
There is no point in denying it. No point in pretending. You can't force the genie back in the bottle. It doesn't work like that. And the longer you spend with your creation, the stronger she becomes. And so you see, there is really nothing else to do but relax. Accept and adapt.